This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom.
I'd be buried in my grave, I tell you. And I promise you, I'll go home to my Lord. I'll be free there. Good morning. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice. It's Levin Miller. I continue to tell the Negroes, you know. Ali, let it play a little bit. I want to soak the soul of the Negro this morning. Because I'm telling you, y'all letting it slip. I want to soak the soul of the Negro this morning. Here we are in a country where there is a right to assemble, where there is a right to an assembly, and we have a man wielding power unceasingly in this country. And I'm telling you, listen to me, Negroes, we have been lulled to sleep. We no longer require from the people that have been given power through the strength of the democratic process of elections that we have given them to wield power over us in a way that I have now deemed oppressing. I said it to you last week, and I'm telling you, if we continue to sit here passively as little porch monkeys, right, they are going to continue to encroach on what is fundamentally ours. I try to use radio for information and entertainment, you know. But every now and again, I have to remember that they didn't want liberal radio because they didn't want the Negroes to have access to information that wasn't information that was controlled by the state. And I'm telling you all that unless we as the citizenry begin to demand from this prime minister when, where, and at what time we are going to be given back our fundamental rights, I think they're going to continue to slide the gates closed on us more and more. Freedom isn't something that they are lending to us. It is something that is already ours. And so this morning, you get reports that the leader of the Democratic National Alliance, no matter what you think about her, has been called in to Central Police Station, right? And I imagine they called her into Central Police Station because they want to make sure they put her in the place that's scary. Because you could have called her to Cable Beach Police Station, she would be no less detained. You could have called her into Paradise Island Police Station, she would be no less detained, right? But we put her in Central Police Station, the place that we know the criminals that are escorted to and from court that are held for court purposes are typically held at the Central Police Station, right? So I imagine some murderers are there this morning. Maybe some people that have gun possession charges are there this morning. See, this is what, and I say this to you, I believe the police are an autonomous body that operates solely on the command and the commander's intent. Everything in me still believes that. But I am telling you, something is happening in this country, and I have said it before, I'm saying it again, we are now under the reign of a tyrant. All right? Because I cannot understand what is it we are doing. And I will tell you this, you know, Dr. Hubert Minnis, since the fruit flies that hang around you often don't seem to want to give you good advice, let me explain this to you, right? In the Bahamas, we have an unwritten rule. You never bought her with children, and you never bought her with women. And all you are going to do, in my estimation, is make a martyr of this woman. She is going to become your Stephen. And when you crucify her, what is going to happen is that she is going to become so popular that you are going to make her the symbolism of freedom and freedom fighting. And I don't know, I'm not sure whether or not you want that to be the end result, Dr. Minnis. You must, sir, justify for the people. And you can no longer continue to hide behind this cloak of I am waiting for the expert opinion and the expert advice, because that is not enough. That is not enough to continue to hold free men hostage. Almost with impunity. You owe no one an explanation. You give no one an explanation. And I'm telling you that in a democracy, that is not the way it ought to work. I had a wonderful little show planned for you all today. You know, I wanted to open the lines and do some fun stuff. But these people are closing in on us. And the Negroes see no need to push back. And I don't know why. My headphones are dead, Ali. I cannot understand why, for the life of me, are we so comfortable? They're playing this 11 o'clock thing in Freeport and the 10 o'clock thing here in Nassau. And we are permitting them to do so unjustifiably. While they are ha-ki-ki on the news, going around to people's doors, hugging and kissing and shaking hands. Yet they tell you and I that somehow we are such Neanderthals that we cannot figure out how to keep our own selves safe. And all we say to them is, yes, sir, master. Go ahead and take my freedom. Would you like me to make coffee for Miss Joe as well? We have not pushed back, man. We've got to push back. Because if my granddaddy would often say, if they goosey you Sunday, you will have nothing to stop them from gooseying you on Monday. And so, for whatever it is worth, by whatever mechanics, the leader of the Democratic National Alliance is arrested for a protest. I mean, that happened, what is it now, 3 weeks ago? There has been no report of an outbreak of COVID-19 as a result of her protest. There has been no data to suggest that somehow that protest has led to some mass pandemonium. And you can tell when the police officers are under duress, you know. Because there's a video of an inspector who obviously seems shaken because he appears to not even know why she is there. And we cannot, men in the uniform, I understand we are creatures of instructions, and once you get them, you carry them out, whether it causes you life or limb. The point is, though, that we must always do our part to ensure that injustice is not something that is visited upon anyone. Because injustice anywhere threatens justice everywhere. And so the Negroes must push back. When the prime minister bring his 6'2" self to your door, or 6'3", however tall he is, you say to him, hey, cuz, when the lockdowns are going to be done? And he like come and laugh and hug. Hey, hold on, big man, no hugging. It ain't that kind of time right now. When are you giving us our freedom back? Listen to me, Bala. What's going on with my freedom? Because I lend you power. And right now, I think you are using that power to walk on my neck. I need to know, buddy, friend, Mr. Whatever you want to call him. What are we doing about my civil liberty? I mean, y'all just going to bed. All of y'all, everybody. You notice the police even ain't locking up nobody no more for breaking the curfew? It's because the police don't need to police this no more. The Negroes are inside, very well behaved. Y'all slipping down trying to get inside. Anyone of y'all been sick yet? I know the supporters, right? Because I call them the fruit fly gang. They can't help themselves, right? They see a little bit of moisture and bam, there they are. And then they're going to say, oh, this is so reckless. It's so reckless that he would suggest such a thing. And I think it is asinine for you all to continue to pretend as though somehow you are keeping me safer than I could keep myself. And don't tell me nothing stupid about, oh, they had to have curfews or lockdowns again in Miami because of the spring break. I am telling you, we ain't got one third of the people who over there. Govern like we paying y'all some six-figure salaries. Turn these little brains that y'all still got in the bubble wrap on and let's figure something out. That's what I say to y'all. All right? Because y'all doing to me what the old people say. Y'all yucking up my vexation with this nonsense. I can't come out my house. I gotta stay inside. I gotta be home at 10. I can't go to this place. Can't go to that place. Wanna go get something from this place? Oh, they only can save me through the... What? I mean, how much longer? How much longer? Because I don't need to request no permission, apparently, to walk up a nan and get y'all free sauce on Saturday. And I don't even know what is going... Who told y'all it was a good idea to give out sauce on Saturdays? What exactly is the purpose of that? How is that helping the people in these constituencies any at all? I want them to skate y'all out here so badly. Y'all have no idea because y'all are yucking up my vexation with this foolishness. Anyway. Let me rest that down. 3236232. Y'all, please, someone who don't send nobody who been to the law school with the fella that can't win no case. Someone who know how to win case. Go down there by Central Station, please. And man, y'all take that God-fearing woman out that police station, please. Please. I mean, this woman is a beautiful woman, a God-fearing woman, wonderful wife and mother. I mean, and Central Station. Central Station. That's where we send her. Man, in the name of Jesus, someone go down there and go see about Arendia. And tell her I say hello when you all get there, all right? Someone that know law. Like not these fellas who've been to law night school. Like the other fellas. And don't send, you know, the lawyer, that other guy. All right? 3236232352543163254259. I got a couple other things I want to get out of my chest. I see the phone lines opening up. So I've decided I'm going to assist Bishop Simeon Hall. He's going to have a birthday food drive, right? And clothing drive. It's going to be for his 74th birthday. All right? And I've decided that as my gift to the bishop, because you know that I'm enamored by the bishop, I'm going to invite you all that have gently worn clothing and food items that you could afford to give away. And I know this is the pandemic, right? But if you are a Christian believer, then you believe in the message of seed time and harvest. And if you've been to a good church of God, they tell you if what you got in your hand can't meet your need, then it's only a seed, right? So I want you to take this one can of corned beef that you got, right? And I want you to do exactly what the woman with the widows might do. Give it to the prophet. And if you give to the prophet, you should receive a prophet's reward, right? So take your one can of corned beef, care down there, give it to the bishop, and believe that somehow God could bring you two can of corned beef. And you let the bishop go and give that to the people down there that actually have no can of corned beef. All right? And just for those of you all that are anti the prophet reward message, they also used to tell us in the Church of God, what you give to the Lord, give it in Jesus' name. And he will give you the same. All right? So go down by New Covenant. I think their operating hours are like 9 to 2 or something to that effect. Make sure you take them and wash them. Don't mind, for Christ's sake, don't care the bishop no dirty clothes, all right? The bishop 74, you don't want him washing it, all right? Wash him, fold him, put him in a nice bag, take him down to New Covenant, say God bless you, they'll take it from you. And then on his 74th birthday, which is going to be the 12th of April, he intends to do a community give back. And so I want you all to assist the bishop with that because I've decided to assist the bishop. All right? The next thing I want to talk about, there is an idiot. There is an idiot that almost ran me off of the road on Robinson Road on my way here. Let me tell you what he's driving so that all of y'all could avoid him too. He's driving a black Ford Explorer around 2014, 2015, one of them, the big body ones. His license plate number is AC3529. He almost run Joycelyn Grandboy off the road, and because I don't want him to kill y'all, if you should see a black Explorer, license plate number AC3529, remember that I have deemed him an idiot, and you don't want to drive next to him because he's probably going to kill you. So I am going to implore you to avoid that vehicle at all costs, all right? Because he almost ran me off the road on Robinson Road. I guess it's because I was in a little car. And he's such an old man. Like, I would expect someone with gray hair to exercise a little more judicious behavior in their driving, but he was quite bullish. And I wanted to make sure that I let him know that I was quite unpleased with that terrible driving this morning. It was terrible. And maybe they ought to revoke his driver's license, actually, because that was, I don't know what that was. Okay, so in Christ's name, someone go take Arintia out of the police station, all right? Because that is unnecessary. It is cruel and unusual. And I can't tell what the purpose is of locking up. It's not like she's caused any... My, why are you... Give her a ticket. Give her a COVID ticket. Give her a COVID ticket. But you know what you all are trying to do? You all are trying to use fear-mongering. Yeah? And demagoguery, that is how they want to control the Negroes. We will tell them that if you are not like us, then we will get you. Ooh, that's what they want to do to you. So let me, I can play the Negro spiritual one more time for you all, you know, because I trying to wake up Negroes. I trying to wake up Negroes. Y'all been passive long. And I'm sure if we got no fight left in us. Do not continue to willfully give up fundamental rights. And don't wait for Fred Mitchell want to row about it. Write letters to the editor. You're like, go to the news when your cat stuck in the tree. Call the news people and say, listen to me, man. I tired being stuck in my house. Because it is public opinion that typically, especially with a populist leader like this one, that typically shapes public policy. And so, the Negroes have got to decide that they have had enough of this. Unless y'all haven't had enough and we could just keep letting this man treat us like 12-year-olds. And we can ask daddy to go outside and ask daddy if we could stay out and ask daddy if we could see our friends and ask daddy if it's okay for us to actually stay a little while longer with our mommy even though we just spent almost $400 on a plane ticket trying to get here for our birthday. We could just keep asking daddy if y'all ain't upset. If it doesn't bother y'all, then why not? Ali, play the Negro spiritual for me.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. And go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom.
Oh, freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, freedom.
That part right there, I want you to get. Before I be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave. And Jesus will give me freedom. You might kill me. Jesus will give me freedom. Because what you ain't gonna do is keep me as a slave around this place. What you're not gonna do is oppress me around this place. You, your men, and all of their armor will not quell the desire in me to be a free man with the ability to have freedom of movement, freedom of assembly, and the freedom to associate. And I don't care. I don't care to put on a red t-shirt, a yellow t-shirt, a green t-shirt. A matter of fact, I won't come on here with no t-shirt. But you will not continue to use this system that was built to protect me, to oppress me. Because I really don't need protection from anything except tyranny. And it appears to me as though you, my dear sir, and your men are comfortable with a tyrannical reign, and we will have none of that. All right? So let's open the lines. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. You can text me. 422-4796. I'm going to open the phone lines. Give me a call. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Leroy.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
You owe me $6. You almost caught me running in and everything, but let me say what I can say quick.
Go ahead.
In addition to the pee off I am with them arresting those Democrats,
mm-hmm.
I want you to also mention why in the world Paul Rowland want to turn tanks on the prison officers as well. So that goes fit well within what you're saying this morning, mm-hmm. in terms of tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
They got the tanks out there on them officers.
Mm. I didn't know that.
What the hell going on, Levan?
I didn't know that. I don't know. I mean, people have the right to assemble. People have the right to be disheartened. They have the right to protest. And anytime you try to reduce protesting in a country, then you are moving towards being a tyrant. And I believe that this leadership, which is so funny because they came to power on the wave of protests.
Yes.
And you know something? I believe that, you know, in geography, they taught me this, right? When the shore washes into sea, it's called the swash. When it washes back, it's called the backwash. The draw of the backwash is so much more powerful that when
exactly.
it goes, it is carried the sand with it.
Exactly.
I believe you're about to see the same thing. The FNM is going to be caught up in what I call the backwash of the electoral cycle.
And to finish what you said earlier in terms of power,
mm-hmm.
we give him the power, so we don't need him to give us back the power.
It's
we
ours.
Go there and damn take it.
Yeah, it's ours.
Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your caller. 323-6232-325-4316. Ali, they say I say these numbers too fast. It's as slow as I could humanly do it. 325-4259. You can text me, 422-4796. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Morning, Levin.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I feel like I'm in good shape.
Yeah. the first caller, you ended in, I was calling about the same thing, man. I drove on the corridor passing the Ministry of National Security.
Mm-hmm.
They have that tank out there, Levin. What the crap they have that out there for prison officers?
Is this happening now?
Right now.
Oh,
right
man.
Now, the entrance, they have the BDF truck with the lights flashing like you can't enter there, I guess, or you will be stopped and asked what you coming in there for. Is that the Ministry of National Security a public place?
It is. It
so
is.
What's
I mean,
all about?
I don't know. I wasn't aware that this was happening. I was busy getting this information with regards to what's going on down at the central station. But no, that is. Let me see if I can look into it for you, caller.
All right, sir.
All right. While I add this, someone tell the chairman of BEC or someone the BEC with a bucket truck turn on the radio right now. I can give you 2 seconds. I got something I'm gonna say. Let's take the phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Exactly. What is Ms. Kumalasi and other folks being held on?
I think they call it for breaching the COVID order. They didn't have the permit to assemble downtown. I think it was 3 weeks ago.
So if you go downtown,
mm-hmm.
it's different than if you be in Centerville.
Or Garden Hills, apparently, yeah.
Man, come on, man.
They're going to make a martyr of this woman. And when they do that, trust me when I tell you, they ain't going to have a bucket or a window. And if you're old enough, you know exactly what that means.
No, but listen here. And the competent authority was said, and I called you last week in regard to that. And all of them was in Centerville the other day?
All of them was just in Garden Hills Saturday. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Him and his barn of merry men were all in Garden Hills on Saturday.
Let me tell you this, right? Here's what's happening. I think there's a process of elimination that's going on. And let me tell you all. Let me tell you. All right? Election is going to take place next year, May. All right? But by then, only the strong could be the said who survives. You don't see it?
I predict election is going to be August 26th this year.
No, baby. No. Uh-uh. With this COVID time and all of this, that is their strategy. That's exactly what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Only those who can survive, if you're strong economically, I should think. All right? And you live in South Beach, right?
I do.
You saw the South Side?
I see the South Side. And they had two of them.
Well, anyway, the first one was good. I liked that one, boy. That big South was nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I drove past inconspicuously, you know, cause they take pictures, so I don't make sure the picture them don't see me.
That's okay. You can take a picture. That doesn't matter, right?
No. But when I
like go, Christmas.
I tiptoe past.
Yeah, but hey, do you like holidays?
I do.
Do you like holiday fling?
A little bit.
When you have like a little romantic holiday.
A little bit. I grew up in the Church of God now, so we ain't do too much of that where I'm from.
You mean you all don't talk it? But anyway, I think that's what was happening. But listen, y'all, trust me, this is a process of elimination that Dr. Minnis is going on. Only the strong will survive, and trust me, election is happening May next year.
Okay.
Watch it.
All right. I watch it.
Love you, and I love you, show.
Appreciate you very much. Now that I got your attention, PC, man, for Jesus in heaven's sake, all right? Let me tell you where I live. I live number 56 South Beach Drive. That's South Beach proper. All right? Right on the belt of South Beach Drive on the corner of Seville Avenue. S-E-V-I-L-L-E. This is the second week now. Last week, I don't know what happened. Y'all cut off my light, my neighbor light, and the one behind me. Our bill wasn't paid. But something happened, and just about four houses, light was off. Well, let me tell you what's happening now. Last night, I come home, and you all got one half of my house off, one half of my neighbor house off, and one half of my neighbor in the back of me house off. Man, what have we done? What have we done? I only want to come home and bathe, you know. I live South Beach so long that we have well water at my house, right? So BC, you can't cut off the side with the water pump on it because COVID out here, and when I get home, I need to bathe. Now, luckily, I'm a boy out of Angleston, so we put hand pump in South Beach. So I got hand pump. But now, you have to understand, I still working on being a soldier in the army of the Lord. And I ain't them fellas who could step in the water be cold, it chill they body and don't chill they soul. Bathing in that cold water could kill me. Okay, BC? So I need y'all, whoever out there listening, whether it's the Moxie boy or whoever in charge around there, send a bucket truck. I think y'all might need one transformer because I hear that one singing. Something might be wrong with that. Take that off the pole, put another one up. And for Christ's sake, man, when I get home, please let me have some light. And oh, do not send a surge because I also don't want y'all to burn down my house while no one there. Okay? Because I see y'all burn down other people's house recently. I want y'all to please go look at that for me. Please, please, please. Anyone with a bucket truck. You don't even need a bucket truck. You could carry a BEC car and a ladder. I don't care. Just please, when I get home, could I have light in the next half of my house and my neighbors them too? Because I love them and care about them. Because that's the side the water pump on. And I can't, you know, the Rasta man can't bathe in cold water. All right? Let's take some more focus. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, you're on.
Hello?
Hey.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I feel good.
Good, it sounds so. I am a first-time caller.
Thank you.
And I am very disturbed this morning that we are living in the Bahamas where freedom of speech or freedom of association is no longer the order of the day. Now, something must be wrong with a country when we're going to sit back and allow a minister for national security, who should be fired anyhow, he should have been fired, to set a tank, the tanker, like, you know, it'd be in Afghanistan, down to stop people from assembly, or arrest one of the opposition personalities. Something is wrong, and it's time for the Bahamian people to tell Mr. Menace, time to go.
I agree with you.
Go before we send you.
I agree with you.
You know?
I agree with you.
Something is wrong with that. I mean, what reason you could explain to me, please, they would arrest that lady. For what reason?
I can't understand. And see, for me, right, caller, I've been in law enforcement. I know the mind games. Central Station is the last station you won't be locked up in. All right?
Yeah.
They could have very well, they invited her. They didn't go and pick her up. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
They could have easily sent her an invitation to Cable Beach Police Station, which I must add is so clean and so sparkly. I mean, they could lock me up there for the weekend if they want, right? But when you put me in Central Station, remember now, the traffic around Central Station is different. You got the people that come from the prison that can't go straight to the court. Sometimes they end up at the Central Station. The tenor around Central is just a little different. The vagrants are there. It's, you understand?
Yeah,
and so what they're trying to do is they're trying to play with her mind. That's what they're trying to do.
They really want to embarrass you.
And it is god awful. And you I'm know? Telling you the behavior.
But all I say to Minnis, you lock up Frank Smith, you lock up Shane Gibson, you lock up Dawson. Don't forget, Piddling always said, what goes around comes around. Good morning. Thank
appreciate
you very
you
much.
Very much. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Let me read a couple of these text messages. Hey, Miller, it's really baffling that we are truly considering putting the FNM or PLP back in power. I understand the Guardians and Lincoln have your differences in opinion, but for the betterment of the country, we have to be better than this, man. The PLP and the FNM are the reason we are here today. I don't have any issues with Lincoln being, let me say that personally. Suppose five or more political groups decided to protest at the same place and the same time. Can you imagine what will happen? That's why you should get permission to demonstrate. And that sounds like somebody that is very comfortable being a slave. Because what if 10 churches decide to have a church service? I mean, I don't get it. I'm not anxious about giving up my freedom, text writer. Stop blaming Menace for everything you think is wrong the police are doing. I think that Menace has the power to call his minister and have his minister, just like how the commissioner of police said, there were some matters that arise that we had to come and deal with personally, and we dealt with those ones because, you know, we kind of wanted it to go away. Yeah, they could do the same thing. We could fix this. The commissioner could just call and say, man, y'all let that God fearing woman that woman love Jesus. Take her out of there. He could do that. He has the power. Hi, yes, this curfew have to be lifted ASAP. Then the Negroes must push back. The problem with y'all, right, is y'all like to deify politicians, right? So when they come to your door, you say, oh, Jesus, the prime minister. Oh, that's my prime minister. Because y'all have a love affair with politicians, right? And so they come to your door, and rather than cuss them out like you cuss them all the time when they ain't there, you come and you say, oh, Prime Minister, come give me a hug. Oh, I love you. God bless you. Rather than say to him, I believe you practicing foolishness and I want you to stop it. That's the problem. So they leave there thinking, man, I'm doing so great. Do you see the people love me? I can imagine when Mr. Minister jumps in his car after being on the campaign trail, you know. He probably tell his driver, yeah, and Brave think he could beat me. Boy, I got 7 more of these, you know. Rather than us just tell him, that mister, we about to throw the baby, the bath water, and possibly the wash tub outside. And you got a couple more months left before, I tell you, you ain't gonna have a bucket or a window. All right, let's read a couple more of these text messages. It's funny to be the best lawyer I can think of to get her out is actually running for the PLP ticket. Well, the law isn't PLP. So if you know the best lawyer and he's a PLP, then I say, go get the PLP lawyer. What are we hearing? What we are hearing are the last minutes of your sanity slowly being taken away. Live on air, you come to realize that this nation is fine with how things are. It's hard to accept, especially when we want better. But you are a part of the minority, bro. All these lawyers, but no real legislative change for the nation in decades. No real class action suits. Nothing but legal games to manipulate the sheep. Can you get us an update on the lawsuit opposing these lockdowns? I'll see what Wayne says. I haven't spoken to him in a while. Blessings, Stephen. Man, I've been lamenting on this lulling to sleep business for a good while. And my records are in order. The iron hands of tyranny must be stilled, and we, the Bahamian people, must bring this horror to an end. Yes, fit and equipped for the task at hand is Mistress Arinthia Komolafi and team. Change is coming, and praise the Lord, I can feel. Can you feel it? Man, let me see. Maybe I'm right. That's my left hand. My left hand, I can feel it a little bit. I come into those calls. You all don't move. I come right now. Levin, why is the BDF tank stationed outside the Ministry of National Security? Is that for the correction officers? I can't tell you. I'm going to call my friends as soon as I get offline, off air, and find out what's going on down there. But that sound a little heavy-handed, right? Now, I know them boys from Coral Harbor. They only got one gear, right? When they come, right? They don't mess around. But I mean, I know if we need that for the prison officers. So maybe we may want to use a little more diplomacy, although I'm not sure if diplomacy is the thing they're trained in. Let's take a couple of these phone calls. Good morning, Carl. You're on.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Hey, Robert.
At least they can host the West Bay Street Station. That way they carry the rich and famous.
That's my point. I think I taking know, it at the Central Station.
That just respect.
Yeah, that was a mind game.
Nasty place down there. Let's go. Your freedom song. The humans start suffering from Stockholm Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
We suffer for them until we make the FNM denounce the UBB,
mm-hmm.
the racist UBB party.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going nowhere.
You think that's what it is?
We must have the UBB, have the FNM denounce them.
Mm-hmm.
That we could have been six people in the shop before 67.
Mm-hmm.
27 and daddy them.
Mm-hmm.
We invited that. Minutes gave UBB woman, let's like, 1 mil a week to buy our food. He ain't put mother prop there to watch her as coach here. I'm sick of the mother brother giving her food 5 years before that.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Mother brother's
does been... Does he know how to give her back to her food? Where do you think she went with $1 million every week? To the Bay Street boys buy more food.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to go to Jet Show and buy 40 tailor load of food become duty-free.
Mm-hmm.
She went to her to the other people that she know, and they got a deal and they buy 1 million a week without a coach here. A UBP woman, you could believe that in 2021, minister did that.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to know. Well, we like being slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give the top a couple of the crumbs,
mm-hmm.
and we will lock it up till we dead on this earth, until we denounce that UBP party. Why do you think, why do you think there is more five top police to put to all the world there? Why? You tell me all is good.
I don't know. I can't exactly say that about his. I don't know his intention, but you know, I don't know if
you can see the results. You can see the results.
I think Mr. Rule has been doing a decent job.
Why did he emasculate six top police?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know, Robert. And if you know me, you will know.
They would do.
And if you know me, you know that I think Ken Strawn still should have been the commissioner of police.
He's been the FBI school twice.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Rhodes will be the next commissioner of police.
Who?
If the FBI lets you go to Quantico, do you know what is that?
Yeah, I know what Quantico is.
Only much black people don't go to Quantico.
Mm-hmm. And who you say that is? Who was that?
He went to school at Quantico, the FBI.
Who was that, Robert? Robert, you're talking plenty. Who was that?
Pardon?
Who went to Quantico?
Testron.
Oh, okay. Testron. Yeah, well, if you know me, you know that I actually was rooting for Ken to be the commissioner of police. I still think he should have been the commissioner of police. But that doesn't mean that I don't think Mr. Rule isn't doing a good job. Leaving some of these people don't think that they're Negroes. Some of these people really think they are white or have nothing to complain about. I agree about our freedoms and about Minnis and he clowns being tyrants. But this case, you wouldn't give two craps if it wasn't the... if it wasn't the DNA leader and the, no. If they had locked up any protesters, I would have been upset about that. You see, while Joycelyn Grandson ain't ever going on another protest as long as Christ breathe air in my two lungs, that don't mean I don't want y'all go. And that don't mean that if they infringe on y'all rights, I am not going to advocate for that. Because in the words of the late Lieutenant Commander Edison Roll, MM, if they do it to y'all today, then MM one day, they get MM do it to me. And then MM, who gonna stop them then? You see? And that's why I have to make sure that I don't just let them do it to y'all. Because my granddaddy say, if they goosey you Sunday, there ain't gonna be nothing there to stop them from gooseying you on Monday. That sound like my music. I go on to a break. Y'all don't move. Viva Miller, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Unleash. We'll be back.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Meet Jackie. Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Buried in my own grave, and go home to my Lord and be free.
Let's go straight back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey.
I didn't caught the show from the initial start, but the fact that the leader of the DNA is in police custody is somewhat disturbing to me, because I just thought about after 1 year of my constitutional right being curtailed by the Prime Minister. And at this point, there's no justification for it. And this really annoys me as a former police officer and knowledge of the law. I have a problem, a real serious problem with this situation. This need to be addressed at the next sitting of Parliament.
No.
The Parliament needs to convene to have this.
Listen, we should simply all just refuse to obey. You know, in the face of unjust laws, right, there are only two ways to respond to it: violence or civil disobedience. And they ought to pray to God that we continue to be civil in our disobedience, because I assure you that if we allow them to persist in tyranny, our rights will continue to shrink and shrink and shrink. And so I invite the Negroes to demand. Don't let them knock on your door. Cast them until they lift the curfew. Demand that of them. Write it in the newspapers. Go on the TV, be interviewed. You all use WhatsApp and social media for everything else. Demand that they back up off your freedom. That is what the Negroes have to do.
And trust me, I'm demanding that now. And if that's what I have to do with the public relations skill that I have,
mm-hmm.
I will cause something to bear on the situation, because this is pathetic.
It is tyranny is what
outrage.
It is tyranny.
I am more than outraged in my country this morning.
Yeah.
A matter that could have been dealt with by virtue of a summons.
Yeah.
She could have been summoned.
Yeah, she could have just appeared before the court if you thought she'd done something.
It is simple. As a former policeman, I dealt with all kind of situations. So anybody can come talk nonsense around my head. I didn't come easy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I served the force, I served with distinction.
Yeah.
But this is pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely not a good look for them. And to my friends from Coral Harbor, man, I mean, oh, God. You know, boys, I get it. The commander gives an order, we march. I get it. But, the prison officers are our brothers in arms. You know, we train beside some of them. And I understand their plight. And it's a difficult task down there. You know, so let me don't talk to the soldiers. Commander, let's see if we can figure something out. I understand what the instructions are, sir. But commander, let's... You know, I don't see a massive threat here. Let's see if we could iron it out. You know, because the military is also here for the protection of people, and we've got to figure out how to marry that in this civilian society. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Call you there.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, 52.
Yeah, great show. You know, Mr. Miller. You know, I feel just like you. You remember one day I said I wish I was 20,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great wish. And all of this, I'm wondering where the United Nations and the freedom of life, where are all these freedom fighters? You know, I told these people, this is about control. But the average person, you know, these things don't surprise me. You guys talking about the tanks at the prison. Man, listen, from they brought them here, I know this was all, I juxtapose all of this with this particular Operation Lockstep that I know is going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Ms. Malcolm. I know what's to come. Now, the fact that I'm so upset, you know, I want Ms. Komolafi to stand firm. We love her, and we know that she is creating history right now. So she must realize that. And the Bahamian people, the thing is, it seems to me, political slavery is catching up with chattel slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So Aldous Huxley, the guy who wrote Brave New World, right? He is mostly correct between Orwell, him and Orwell, right? But I think he's incorrect because we collectively, not me individually, we are loving our servitude, right? Without the pharmacological method, but rather by fear and propaganda. And so when I speak of the majority tyranny, right, Mr. Miller,
mm-hmm.
I mean people like that texter who still giving the PM rights to do these type of barbarous. Violation of human rights activities. I don't care how you put it in any which event.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. But we will just go on and see. The leader of the World Economic Forum made a statement. He said, prepare for an angrier world. I tell you, this is all about control and capitalist surveillance and panopticism. Who don't believe it? That's the business. Even simple as me calling the talk show and speaking the truth, you have a bunch of naysayers, but they don't understand. I'm a stoic. I cannot be dismayed, you know. I'm a Leo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. They will live to see everything I speak about come to pass, but have a good day.
Appreciate you, 52. Somebody here is obviously on the government side. They say, leaving to assume the government did this without proof is irresponsible. Well, to see the government, to have proof that the government has done nothing to correct it at this point, even though there is public discourse and decry, I imagine that it is then easy to assume, it is easy to offer as a position that the government, even though they may not have done it, have no opposition with what has been done. As we have seen them do in the past, they have the machinery of government, and that machinery is able to function in a certain way. So to do nothing in this instance would be to do something. And so I blame them, yes. What does it say? Levin, what proof is there to show that the FNM have done this? I don't know. You go ask them. You may have their number. I don't have theirs. Come on, Levin, for what I'm seeing and feeling on the grounds in New Providence, this government will be wiped out of office whenever election is called. I think it's going to be August 26th. Here's a question, though. Most police action is started by a complaint being levied. The question, and I asked this question because I got this from Rodney Monker a couple of years back. When they changed the law on bestiality, they took the punishment from 25 years down to, I think it was 7 years, right? And in these instances, one must then ask, who complained? Who complained about the gathering? Who went to the police and actually made a complaint to cause police action to kind of be started? The police don't just get up and go into action. A complaint has to be originated. So where did that come from? Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Okay, good morning, Lee. What are you doing?
Hey.
And good morning to the nation. Just called to express very serious concern about what is taking place in Alito and members of the party regarding the civil disobedience week or two ago. I believe that it falls under tyranny. Let me also express that I am not a supporter or a proponent of lawlessness. I respect the Commission of Police and their role that they play in society in keeping law and order. I also want to express that if Bahamians desire to see the change that they want and they are prepared to step out to support that change with action, and they're prepared to take the civil disobedience action, then you must also be prepared if the civil disobedience falls in line with outside of the law. You must also be prepared to pay a small price for being prepared to step out. And that's the only way it happens, Levan. If Bahamians are not prepared to pay a small price for their freedoms, for their liberties, for the protection of what is enshrined in our Constitution for Bahamians, then we could consider ourselves lambs that will be continually slaughtered. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Anton. I appreciate that. I also invite the plethora of legal minds and legal wigs in the Progressive Liberal Party to go down there and see about that woman. That's a woman, man. She's someone, mommy. All right? She's a good, God-fearing woman. I think she's an Anglican. She may be a Catholic. We ain't sure where we stand with them, but as a Church of God boy, I want y'all to go take that good, God-fearing woman out of that prison cell, man. She might be in a cell, but out of that police station. Because the optics are just bad. Good morning, sir. How is it that when Leslie Miller and DeWitt and a few PLP men stood in front of Government House asking for Columbus to come down. Now, this is in English. Good morning, Levin. Why don't Hubert Minnis, Marvin Daines, Renwood Wells do the Bahamian people a favor by resigning? Because the Bahamian people are sick and tired of them. No, August. We come in for them in August. It's not a tank. It's a bearcat to move personnel. Tank, sorry, smart. I can't read. I don't know what that says. Also, I see the police have been having quite a massive roadblock this border down there at Coral Harbor. If I didn't know any better, I would almost think they were targeting my friends down at Coral Harbor Base. But to my friends down there, I also invite you all to, no, don't break the speed limit, man. But, it's interesting. I guess that was a strategic patrol by the police force. Always love your show, Mr. Miller. I want to congratulate Prime Minister for sealing the election defeat of the FNMs at the polls. The upcoming election, Prime Minister, you and your cronies, thank you for your tyrannic bullying and your recent handling of the DNA leader for exercising their constitutional right to assemble and demonstrate days, even weeks after the fact. You, Prime Minister Minnis, have now destroyed any chance of the FNM winning the next election. I see the calls. I don't have enough time. So I want to just recap. Y'all, please go down by Bishop Hall down at New Covenant Baptist Church. All right? And y'all carry some gently worn clothes and some canned goods and stuff. The bishop wants to do something for his 74th birthday. I'm going to say it every day that I could remember, because I want you all to help the bishop out. I am enamored by the bishop, and he means well, and he's going to be 74, and he wants to ensure that he could help some people on the 74th birthday. Also, if you see AC 3529, please avoid him. He drives like an idiot. I don't want you to die. You probably got people that love you, and his driving suggests to me that nobody cares about him. So if the angel of death is looking for him, you just stay out of his way, all right? And Philip Davis, Wayne Monroe. I only send in PLP lawyers because I see FNM lawyers win too much around here recently, right? I only was looking at Carl One. I really wasn't looking at the rest. Man, y'all go get that God-fearing woman out of there, man. And the police officers down at Central Station, y'all treat that woman pretty decent. Man, y'all, treat her decent now. Because this ain't making no sense to me. And my friends, y'all don't rough the prison officer them up too much, okay? Let's see if we can live in an orderly society. And to the Negroes, demand from these men when they come to your door And the only thing you want from them, keep the big feet out. Give us free. Because more rather than to be a slave, I'd rather be buried in my grave and I'll go home to my Lord and be free. This is Levin Miller. I've been Alicia on your radio. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't move. They've got news next. Before I be a slave.